You're listening to Bollywood Weekly.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya and I am joined by my lovely fiancé Uttara.
Hi!
And today we are going to talk about Gold, which Uttara and I watched together when last week?
Yeah,
not quite opening day, but pretty soon the day after. So, what did you think of the movie?
Overall, I really liked the movie, even though I felt like there were quite a few similarities to Chakde. But I did feel good watching the movie at the end. It didn't feel as long as it was. It was, I think, what, 2.5 hours?
I think longer. Yeah. 2 hours, 40 minutes.
It didn't feel that long. So, I mean, that's always a good sign of a movie. Yeah, overall, I thought it was quite well done.
Yeah, I mean, I think my view on it is that it's a movie of cliches. Like, everything about the movie is very typical of, like, you know, a sports movie, underdog story. Like you said, it is kind of like Chakde. There are a lot of similarities to Chakde, right? From, a coach who has a questionable reputation coming in to take over a team or form a team even. Two players who don't want to pass the ball to each other. You have this, you know, country versus state thing as well coming in at different points. But, you know, despite the fact that, it has all these cliches and stuff, it's still done well. It's executed well. I mean, there have been hundreds of sports movies, hundreds of underdog stories, and people still go to watch them because they enjoy it, right? And so I thought it was really good.
I think also the fact that it's based on a true story, so you actually know the end when you're going into the movie. It's not like, oh, yeah, like, it's a cliche that, yeah, they end up winning, but it's more so like, the struggle to get there, and I don't know, at least personally for me, to watch movies that are generally based on a true story are much more interesting.
Yeah, that also I agree with, but then my excitement about that part was slightly tapered down when I actually googled what the true story was, and it was sadly not as exciting or dramatic as the movie made it out to be. And which is fine, I have no issue with, you know, taking a bit of creative license, but I think this movie slightly went a little over the top in terms of how unnecessarily dramatic it was, especially the final. In the actual final, India just won 4-0. But over here, they made it that India went 2-0 down. Then it starts raining and they're slipping. And then they take off their shoes, which that was the moment. That was the only moment in the movie where I was like, okay, why is this happening? This is clearly, I can't believe that this actually happened in real life. And sure enough, it didn't. So that part felt a bit like it was unnecessary. It could have been done without. And also the whole, although I will caveat it by saying Sunny Kaushal was amazing in his role, but that whole storyline involving Himmat Singh, who was the hockey player, played by Sunny Kaushal, and his exclusion from the team and all of that, like, that was clearly just there to add, like, drama in the movie.
No. Part of it was true.
No, but in the movie, it's made much... In the actual games, he played throughout the group stages. And then he didn't play for 2 matches in between, the quarterfinal and semifinal.
Hmm.
And then he came back for the final.
Yeah.
But over here, they made it that he was in the lineup. Then they had a fight. Like, the management had a fight about whether he should or should not be there. And so they took him out, and the reason for that was disciplinary issues because he got into a fight with Amit Saad's character, who he doesn't like. And then, you know, again at halftime they changed. Like, all of that was just, you know, created artificially. But again, that's the thing. I would have actually, just from a historical accuracy perspective, have preferred it if they didn't say based on true events or if it wasn't based on true events. Because it's like a very overly dramatized version of what actually happened. But I think, yeah, the reason it works, like I was saying before, is the acting. I think Akshay Kumar was really good. I mean, he tends to be pretty consistent And I think all the supporting cast was amazing. All the supporting cast was amazing, right from Amit Saad to Kunal Kapoor as well. Surprisingly, seeing him in a movie after the long time, but he did really well. And yeah, we already talked about Sunny Kaushal. His intensity was really good. So yeah.
Even his wife actually was
Moni Roy.
She was quite fun. Like, I mean, I think it was just a bit of humor added to the movie, but I thought she acted pretty well as well.
Yeah, she did. She was, like you said, like funny and like entertaining to watch. I think, but also like her character wasn't very kind of layered. It was like a fairly one-dimensional character, and it was kind of, you know, playing on these typical stereotypes of, you know, Bengali people and, you know, being overly dramatic, being very like, you know, playing on like like gender stereotypes and things like that. Like, for example, that scene where he pretends that some other person's wife has offered to cook food for the whole team because he hasn't found funding to get like food and stuff organized. And so he like makes her jealous so that she's like, no, I'm going to handle the whole kitchen and I'll put in all my own money. That part felt a little bit kind of contrived to me, given that we are in 2018.
But the movie was not set in then.
Yeah, but still, you're still basically putting out a message that that's okay and that's acceptable. So that was the only part of it which I found a little kind of jarring. But yeah, she was also good. She was pleasant to watch. I think this is the first movie she's actually acted in. She's, of course, a prominent personality in the TV world and digital world. But yeah, I think she was pretty good. I wouldn't mind seeing her in more movies. Apart from that, there was another few things that were a little too contrived for me to take seriously. Like the part with the whole monastery, which was again also not true and didn't happen in real life. So they basically go to this, this Akshay Kumar has to put this team together and he doesn't have funding. And he finds this Buddhist monastery that is ironically also trying to raise funds and donations. And he asks them if they can provide the facilities for the team to train. And the head monk or whatever has taken like a mon vrat, a vow of silence. And he hasn't said anything for 5 years. And then as soon as he says the word Samrat, which is the name of Kunal Kapoor's character, who is this famous hockey captain, the monk suddenly breaks his silence and he's like, yeah, come. As long as I get to meet Samrat, like, you can do whatever. I was like, that's so fake. Like, it's so unnecessary.
That's Bollywood.
Yeah.
And way to just spoil a part of the movie and you didn't say spoiler alert before.
I mean, it's fine. I think by now the listeners are used to the fact that every movie has spoiler alerts. Also the frequency with which I do the podcast, by the time the movie is out, you've either seen the movie or you're not going to see it. So, but yes, as Uthra correctly pointed out, spoiler alert, I'll put it in the description. Yeah. So it's fine. What else?
There were not a lot of songs, which I also liked.
Yeah.
They were not, like, you know, a lot of the times where people just randomly start dancing and things like that.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
There's one thing I noticed, though, which just struck me while watching the movie. Every single Akshay Kumar movie has this one song that is there somewhere in the movie, which is just about him getting drunk. And it's like not a catchy song. It's like a song that you will never hear again, ever again. But it's there in every, like, most Akshay Kumar movies. It's just there for some reason. Like, it was there in Houseful. It's there in Airlift. It's there in this one as well. Like, it's just, and I mean, I don't mean the same song. I mean, like, different songs every time. But they all just say the same thing. And that song was actually quite entertaining, to be honest, just because
I feel like that's going to be a catchy song, though.
No, I don't. You don't remember what the song is called.
Yeah,
I don't remember what it's called.
But if you hear it, you're like...
Yeah, but it's catchy, like, in the moment you're hearing it, but it doesn't stick. That's what I mean. It's not like this big centerpiece song like a Kala Chashma or something like that. It's just a song that's there to pass time and to see Akshay Kumar act drunk, because he does that pretty well. And that's why that song is pretty entertaining, because he's just being a clown, and that's funny to watch. Atara's silence seems to indicate she disagrees. But so the other thing that also I really liked, and that made up made this movie work for me, and because of which I'm willing to overlook some of the other flaws, is the way they actually tackle the whole issue of patriotism, and especially India-Pakistan relationships. I think, you know, with, you know, obviously it's an Independence Day release, there's like a patriotic angle to it, but it's not, and you know, Akshay Kumar has gotten a lot of criticism which I disagree with, but gotten a lot of flack for just, you know, doing these overly, you know, patriotic or propaganda type movies just because of whatever his future political aspirations might be, or because he wants to please the government or whatever. But like, the thing I liked about this movie is that it's not really like screaming patriotism, Mera Bharat Mahan, ye wo. It delivers that message really through just a story of this one guy and the fact that he wants to see like an Indian flag as opposed to a, you know, Great Britain flag when his team wins. And more than that, the way they showed the partition and the impact it had on people, I thought was really nice.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it was just also nice to see for once that, yeah, there was obviously a divide between India and Pakistan, but like, people were still like supporting each other, if you like, and they still like had their back, which was nice to see.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's one especially powerful scene, I think, and I think it's powerful because it still applies today, like especially in India, there's so much like, you know, political hatred and religious based hatred that's spewing around all the time. And there's this scene where after independence, or in the lead up to independence, I should say, Akshay Kumar puts together this team for the Olympics, and his captain, played by Vineet Kumar Singh, is this Muslim player, and he is like really well respected. He was part of the gold medal winning team of 1936 when it was still under British India. And he's like a super respected character, but then like just right when leading up to independence, he goes to Amritsar, I think, to meet one of the other hockey players there. And he gets caught in riots, and you know, a bunch of like I don't know what to call them, rioters, hooligans, come up and they, you know, attack him, and they literally want to kill him, like they pour gasoline on him and want to like set him on fire. And Sunny Kaushal is like, do you know who this is? This is the hockey captain of India. This is the person who has worked for like the, you know, People's Liberation Army or whatever that independence movement was. Worked with like freedom fighters for a free India, who has represented India and won a gold medal under British India. And the people were just like, we don't care, he's Muslim. And to me, that was really powerful, because like, there are so many people who still believe that today and still behave like that. And then obviously Akshay Kumar and Sunny Kaushal rescue him, and but he doesn't have a choice. He has to leave India, and he ends up going to Pakistan. And there's a really nice moment where once they get to the Olympics, he actually comes as the captain of Pakistan, and you know, the Pakistan team comes in, and for a moment there's this like awkward silence or tension as like both teams kind of eye each other. And then Akshay Kumar and you know, Vineet Kumar Singh immediately just go to each other and embrace each other and say hi. And then slowly a bunch of the other Muslim players on the original team who had to leave and go to Pakistan, they come over and meet the Indian players who were their former teammates. And so I thought that was really nice. And also later on, as the tournament progresses, when Pakistan is playing England, Akshay Kumar goes and he sits in the stand and he cheers for them, because for him, the enemy is England and not Pakistan. And similarly, when India makes the final against England, the Pakistan captain comes and cheers for India. So it's nice to kind of see that message of peace and positivity, but delivered in a very natural and human way, not in a very preachy way or in a very, you know, chest beating nationalism type of thing. So I quite liked that. Anything else about the movie?
Nope. I think it was a good movie, and I recommend people to go watch it.
Cool. Since we wrapped that up pretty quickly, we have time to discuss trailers. And we have 4 trailers to discuss today. So the first one, which we actually saw in the theater, was Happy Phir Bhag Jayegi. Thoughts on that?
I'm not going to see that movie. No, okay. I'm just judging it based on the trailer. But I mean, everyone judges movies based on trailer. And that's why they decide to go watch the movie. But it just seems like a movie where you can just switch your brain off and just go watch it. And I mean, if you're looking for that type of movie, yeah, sure. I don't think there's any substance to it as such, because it's just about a guy who wants to get married, and they capture the wrong girl. So yeah, it's just strange for me. I can't understand the concept. I mean, I get it's supposed to be a comedy, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, so I have mixed views on this, because it's the sequel actually to a movie. That's why it probably is a bit confusing, since I'm assuming you haven't seen the first part, Happy Bhag Jayegi. So when you've seen the first part, it actually makes a lot more sense. And the first part was actually quite good. It was fun. And Diana Penty was really good in it. And she is like the other Happy. That's what the confusion is about. So I hope that she is in it for more than just like a cameo appearance, because in the theater, she just comes in at the end and it's like you blink and you'll miss it. Because the whole movie is them searching for her. But what made the first part fun was actually her role and her, how she goes about the whole situation, even though the first movie is also effectively them searching for her. The part that gives me mixed feelings about this is Sonakshi Sinha, because I think she is kind of underwhelming again in this role. She's done this kind of role like many times, and it's like the over the top like Punjabi thing, which I'm not that big a fan of. I will still probably watch it, but only because I saw the first one and the first one was nice. And obviously the cast that was retained from the first one, like Jimmy Shergill and stuff, are still in great form. So that is Happy Phir Bhag Jayegi. The next trailer was Sui Dhaga, Made in India. Anushka Sharma's return and Varun Dhawan.
I have mixed feelings about this trailer. I don't know, like at some point of the trailer, it looked like it's going to be an interesting movie, so something I want to see. But it just seems like everything gets dragged out. Like, you just see Anushka Sharma crying in numerous scenes, which I can't understand why. I mean, like, obviously, if you watched the movie, probably would. But, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, the storyline seems interesting about how this guy obviously seems to start his, like, a clothing business or something like that. But I don't know. Like, I have mixed reviews on that.
Yeah, this falls into another one of which we've discussed before on the podcast. This falls into a category of movies just having such a long trailer that there's no point in actually watching the movie. Because I feel like I know the entire story of the movie from the trailer. Like, I know step by step exactly what happens when. And yeah, like, the only thing that makes me want to watch it is the cast. Although, like you said, Anushka Sharma in the trailer is basically just crying, which I think is a kind of waste of her talent. Varun Dhawan is, after October, I think has established himself as being someone who doesn't only do like the slapstick comedy roles, can also do more serious roles. So this is another kind of step in that direction. So yeah, curious to see how that goes. But again, like you said, I'm not super excited about the movie. The next trailer, which I am excited about, is Man Marziya, which is Anurag Kashyap's next movie, with Vicky Kaushal and Tapsee. Those are the two main reasons I'm excited about it, because I think they're both very underrated actors, or even if they're not underrated, they tend to usually have to play like second fiddle. But in this movie, they're both front and center. They are the leads. And I like Anurag Kashyap, so I'm excited for it. I have a feeling that you may not be, based on your reaction when we watched the trailer.
Well, I don't like Abhishek Bachchan as an actor. I think he is a terrible actor. So that put me off from the start.
I thought he was good in, like, he was reasonable in this though. But anyway, continue.
Then I just can't understand what's going on. The trailer looks super complicated. She's with the guy, she's not. She's with that other guy, she's not. Like, it's just really messy. And honestly, like, There's so many movies now that come out which are about, like, getting married and things. Like, it's, like, done. This topic is, like, overdone now. Like, people need to start coming up with movies which is not just to do with marriage, because there's more to life than just marriage.
I mean, in the 90s, there was so, like, every movie was about that. So, it's not like it's a new thing. But what I liked about it is that, yes, it did talk about, like, marriage, and it's a typical kind of love triangle situation. But just the way they show the situation were very real. It's not this whole, you know, even movies that I've enjoyed, like Bareilly Ki Barfi, for example, or Shubh Mangal Savdhan, where it's this whole, you know, walking around issues, pretending as though people don't have sex before marriage, pretending as though, like, you know, like everything goes through your parents and all of this stuff. I found it to be more refreshing, where these guys are in a relationship and then he's afraid of committing. And then she's like, oh, you can, like that one line I really liked, where she's like, you'll jump all over roofs and stuff to come have sex with me, but you won't come to my house to talk to my parents about getting married. So I just felt like and maybe I'm biased because I like Anurag Kashyap, but I feel all these movies are very like grounded in reality compared to the usual Bollywood movies. So that I like that aspect of it. But yeah, I understand your point. It's probably not a movie for everyone. And then our last trailer, which is Batti Gul Meter Chalu. This is a trailer that I have no idea what to make of.
Yeah, it's just really complicated. I don't know. I mean, obviously you kind of understand that basically it's something to do with electricity, and this guy gets charged a really high electricity bill and he has to pay it, otherwise his company will shut down, and then I guess he can't pay it, so he commits suicide.
Yeah.
And then how his friend goes to fight for him. I mean, yeah, electricity is a big thing in India. Power cuts happen all the time. But I'm not too sure. I mean, I think this is... The trailer hasn't convinced me to watch it, but it hasn't convinced me not to watch it. So I'm in between. It's kind of a... It's going to be a toss as to whether it's a good movie or not.
Yeah, I think similar to your Abhishek Bachchan reasoning, I have the same feelings towards Shraddha Kapoor. That, I mean, I don't actually think she's a bad actress, but I just feel like she does the same thing in every movie, and like she hasn't, like, and it, like, after a while it's just like annoying. And this movie is again like just the same character that she's played in every movie, except with a regional accent this time, which is another trend that's happening in every Bollywood movie these days. But so yeah, that kind of put me off it. Slightly offset by the fact that I like Shahid Kapoor. So I would, if I watch it, it'll be for that reason. But again, like you said, like the whole plot and everything just seemed very convoluted and all over the place. And it again seemed like those, one of those movies where none of the situations seem very real. It's more, it like you can tell very clearly you're watching a movie and it's like a artificial reality that's been constructed, as compared to, you know, even say from these trailers, as compared to Man Marzia, or as compared to even Sui Dhaga, I can believe. Lot of big kind of star cast names in these movies coming up, but nothing that's super exciting, unfortunately. Okay, and with that, that wraps up another episode of Bollywood Weekly.
Before you leave, listeners, don't forget to wish our host Aditya Pishrodi a very happy birthday this Thursday on the 23rd of August. He's slowly becoming old.
Thank you for that. Literally being able to say that is the only reason Uthra agreed to be on this podcast. But anyway, now you know. So if you want to give me a birthday gift, the perfect gift is to like, share, subscribe. What else? Tell people about Bollywood Weekly. Rate us 5 stars. What are all the other things that YouTubers and other people ask for?
Tweet.
Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. Addy.Pish. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to build out my followers. And also, contemplating starting Instagram TV, where we actually put out, like, let's say, 4 or 5 minutes of the podcast that we record. So we'll actually record it on video as well, live while recording the podcast. Put it on IGTV, so then you get to see my face as well as listen to my voice. I don't think that required such loud laughter. Anyway, so if you like that idea as much as Atra does, then also get in touch with us on Facebook, on Twitter, on comment on this podcast. Let us know if you would like to see that. And if you do, we will try to make that happen. And yeah, that's it.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. That's our show. If you enjoyed that, then please subscribe and spread the word. Bollywood Weekly is available on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Audioboom, and pretty much anywhere else where you might get your podcasts. And if you have any comments or anything you want us to discuss on the show, then do get in touch with us by following TIC Productions on Facebook and on Twitter. See you next week.